This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More hostages were let go by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Sunday in exchange for the release of more Palestinians in Israeli prisons, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
On Sunday, another group was freed. 17 hostages, including a four-year-old American girl. 19 Palestinians were released in return. The temporary truce between Hamas and Israeli forces is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza as well. But there's also another effect. It's allowing some Gazans a moment of reflection in the ruins of what was once their home. Negotiators from Qatar and Egypt and the United States government are pushing for the ceasefire to extend beyond its Monday deadline.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. A four-year-old American girl held by Hamas in Gaza was released on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said. Biden said he hoped the pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas can go on as long as prisoners are getting released. He said he hoped more Americans would be released by Hamas, although he did not have firm news. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said most of the leaders of an attack on a military barracks in the capital Freetown earlier on Sunday had been arrested.
Security operations and investigations are ongoing. We ensure that those responsible are held accountable through due process.
Earlier, the government said security forces had repelled quote-unquote renegade soldiers who attempted to break into a military armory in Freetown during the early hours of Sunday. A nationwide curfew was imposed. This is VOA News. China claims a spike in respiratory illnesses is from the flu and other infections and not from a new virus. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
China's health ministry says an increase in respiratory illnesses across China that's recently drawn the attention of the World Health Organization is not caused by a novel virus. Instead, recent infection clusters are results of overlaps of common viruses like flu virus, as well as bacteria such as Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a common culprit for respiratory infections. The info is being shared after a WHO formal request that China provide info about a concerning spike of respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. To tackle the problem, China's health ministry is now calling on local authorities to promote vaccinations and encourage people to wear masks. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday thanked Ukraine's military for fighting Russian attacks and its rescue services for tackling the consequences of extreme winter weather. He said had deprived about 400 settlements in 10 regions of power. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said relentless, intense battles were ongoing in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Kharkiv, while extremely challenging weather was affecting areas from Kyiv region in the north to Odessa in the south. Ukraine's border service said Moldova had temporarily suspended vehicle access to its territory from two crossing points in Odessa region. U.S. lawmakers returned to work this week after the Thanksgiving holiday break, and funding for Ukraine remains a thorny issue on the agenda. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Republicans are making it clear they won't support additional military aid for Ukraine unless it's paired up with security measures for the U.S. southern border to stem the flow of migrants.
President Biden has showed that he seems to care more about Ukraine's borders than he cares about America's borders.
That's Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox News Sunday. Congressman Jake Auchincloss, a Massachusetts Democrat, says conservatives Republicans should be willing to just support Ukraine. A small bipartisan group has been working on compromise legislation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Christopher Luxon was sworn in as New Zealand's prime minister on Monday and said his priority is to improve the economy. Luxon leads a conservative coalition after his national party struck a deal with two smaller parties after last month's election. He has promised tax cuts and less bureaucracy, including a 6.5% cut to the public service. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.